From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Syrian and Russian warplanes pounded rebel targets across the country on Saturday, killing dozens of people, including inmates at a rebel-held women's prison in the northwestern city of Idlib. Monitors from the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said the prison dead include 16 prisoners and prison staff. Separately, monitors said government forces targeted rebel positions east of Damascus, where at least 16 people were killed and 50 others wounded in the town of Hamoria. The government offensive comes as the two sides are involved in a fifth round of talks in Geneva, Switzerland. U.S. military officials say the U.S.-led coalition launched an airstrike that witnesses say killed more than 100 people during a battle to retake Mosul from the Islamic State militants. U.S. Central Command said on Saturday that a review determined that a U.S.-led coalition operation requested by the Iraqi government had struck Islamic State fighters and equipment at the location corresponding to allegations of civilian casualties. Lise Grande is the U.N. humanitarian representative in Iraq.
Both the Iraqi military forces and the U.S.-led coalition have acknowledged that there was an airstrike and that there are possibly hundreds of casualties.
What happened in the incident on March 17th in Mosul al-Jadida district is still unclear. Some residents say a coalition airstrike hit an explosive-filled truck, detonating a blast that collapsed buildings packed with families. Local rescue coordinators report more than 250 people have been pulled from the rubble of the collapsed buildings. The U.S. announcement came after the Iraqi government announced Saturday it would temporarily halt the battle to retake Mosul from the Islamic State jihadists. This is VOA News. A Hong Kong committee has chosen Carrie Lam to be the semi-autonomous Chinese city's next leader. The 1,194-member election committee picked Lam to be Hong Kong's new chief executive on Sunday. She will be the first female for the city and its fourth since British colonial control ended. Her victory was no surprise because China's communist leadership had lobbied the committee, dominated by pro-Beijing elites, to support her. John Sheng, who came in second, was much more popular locally, but a judge on the ballot did not also have Beijing's backing. Pro-democracy activists have criticized the system as a fake election and said it was at the root of a huge protest in 2014. Pakistan says it has started fencing off its long border with Afghanistan, and areas vulnerable to cross-border militant attacks are being given priority. An army chief general revealed the project during a visit Saturday to tribal districts, including Momand, near the Afghan border, where terrorists assaulted outposts from across the other side and killed five Pakistani soldiers this month. Pakistan and Afghanistan share only, or nearly rather, 2,600 kilometers, largely porous border. Both blame each other for encouraging terrorist infiltration to support deadly attacks on their soils. At a special summit on Somali refugees in Nairobi on Saturday, Somalia's President Mohamed Abdullahi Mohamed, commonly known as Farmajo, asked the leaders of the Intergovernmental Authority on Development to help his country find a durable solution to the Somali refugee crisis, including reintegration of returnees inside the Horn of Africa nation. According to the United Nations, more than 2 million Somalis have been displaced during the country's civil conflict, now in its 26th year. The United Nations Children's Fund, UNICEF, says more funding is needed from the international community to prevent famine in Somalia.
I think it is very important if we want to prevent that cholera goes out of control, but also we want to prevent the famine, that we have to get the funding now.
A drought in the war-torn country is threatening 3 million lives. And European Union leaders marked the 60th anniversary of the bloc's founding treaty on Saturday, despite knowing that Britain, that is, plans to officially trigger exit proceedings next week. I'm Michael Brown, reporting here in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.